While we keep saying that we only need Donbass, the West seeks to take it from us, though they do not yet dare to touch Russian territory. If we were to claim the whole of Ukraine, the West would agree to give us Donbass, but demand that Ukraine remain intact. If we declared our right to punish Europe for its disgraceful behavior and support of the terrorist regime in Kiev, they would yield all of Ukraine, but insist on keeping Europe for themselves. And if we started shouting at the United States in the same tone Washington uses toward us, waving our Poseidons and Burevestniks, they might even back down on Europe, or at least on its eastern half. The conclusion is simple. When the world lives by the law of pure force, one must accept those rules and show strength. Resisting them is useless. There are no other rules left. In the future, new ones may emerge, but what they will be depends on who and in what coalition proves stronger. It's better to recognize that the conflict is already underway, and it is, and to prepare for the maximum scale of victory. After losing in Vietnam, the United States didn't become weak or irrelevant because strategy mattered more. We too need a new offensive strategy, a strategy of power. The world around us has grown too lax. And let me once again recall the apt words of Kartapolov. We are fighting slowly and cautiously in Ukraine only because it is an internal conflict between brothers. With anyone else, we won't be so polite. Next time, the Oreshnik, Burevestnik, and finally the Poseidon will fly.